But first, joining us on the Ticket Hotline is an old buddy of the show, and he called us this morning out of the blue, said he wanted to go on the show because he had a bone to pick with us. It's the publisher of the Paltz NFL newsletter. It's Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby. You okay?
That's so funny.
Ribby.
Hey there, little man.
How are you?
Ribby Paltz here. Talking to you live on the telephone system.
Yes.
You're right.
Hello, Fort Worth, Richardson, Fair Park.
That's what Bono did the other night.
Yeah, listen, I got a problem with you guys. Michael Lombardi?
Yeah.
Seriously, Michael Lombardi.
Yeah, he's our NFL insider every week.
That guy is a royal idiot.
No, he's not.
He learned everything he knows from me. So that means that I need to ask the question, why not me? Why didn't you guys call on me to be an NFL expert?
Well, we like you. You just, you seem to have slipped over the years.
I can talk the NFL. Come on, throw anything at me.
All right, what about the surprising Broncos start? What do you think about that?
Well, thank you for that question, George. The Broncos are a team, and they're a good team. And they've got a quarter man, and he's got a good arm-to-leg ratio. And it's hard to believe John Elway still has it, doesn't he?
See, well, he retired years ago.
Signing off.
This is what we're talking about, Ribby. Did you see we didn't get anything there?
What's wrong with that?
Well, everything.
I can answer NFL questions like that. I can offer editorials.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's hear one.
You want one now?
Well, yeah.
Here's a Ribby Paltz editorial.
Jeez. Okay. Ribby Paltz here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to change the NFL. It is time to integrate this thing. It's time to let the white man back in. I'm tired of seeing all the great jobs always going to the blacks.
God.
We need the whites. We need the browns. We need the yellows and the reds and the pretty rainbow colors that are in the puppy dog signs that you see.
Yeah, that was a great commentary there, Ribby.
I was at the Death Star. Finally got to see that thing.
Oh, yeah?
I was at the U2 show with Tiger Woods and Bobby Carpenter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tiger was great to hang out with, and Bobby was good at refilling our drinks whenever we asked him to. He was on the wait staff there in our suite. Tony Romo was there, too, but he stayed on the internet the whole time emailing Taylor Swift asking for a date. But I hope I didn't get those boys sick because, gentlemen, I had the swine flu.
Oh, gosh, that could be serious.
Yeah, I slept with some really fat chick and that pig gave me some flu.
Oh, my gosh, really?
In other medical news, boys, that's a tough one. I've been diagnosed.
Oh, no.
Ribby.
Never sounds good.
I've been diagnosed with testicular greatness. Yeah, doctor says I got the balls of a buffalo. They're looking great,
boy. Well, you had me worried.
Matter of fact, I was selected as Obama's testicular czar. You know, he's got a czar for everything now.
I don't think he has one for that.
Yeah, kind of the ball czar.
Oh, my gosh.
And now that Obama's president, you know, boys, it kind of reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Obama being president reminds you of a sports song?
Sure does.
Which one?
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life.
God.
You will be waiting for this moment to arrive.
Man, it's a high note. That's impressive, Ribby.
Screw like Michael Lombardi.
Hey.
Okay.
He's a flag without the L.
And then fighting words, Ribby.
That's enough. That's Ribby Paltz chiming in with his